I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Western nations have expelled Syrian diplomats in protest of the massacre over the weekend in Syria. The coordinated attack left about 100 dead, mostly women and children. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians are at risk. Why? He says Christians haven't been publicly critical of President Assad. Silence is viewed as assent. While there is fear and uncertainty, Nettleton says Syrian Christians are telling him,
"You can plant a church in a day." Because there is so much hunger for the gospel, they're worried, they're thinking about eternity, and so there is a great mission field.
Support VOM as they're providing Bibles and a whole lot more to a growing church. Next, churches from three states in the U.S. are tackling overseas disasters with relief training. They met in Lebanon, Ohio for Baptist Global Response's International Disaster Response Training Series that ended last week. Trainees learned stuff like how to assess food and health needs in a crisis. They also learned about how to base disaster relief and the gospel. And when you think of ways that Satan might attack Bible translation, you probably don't think of wily plans to destroy airstrips. But Albert Castellan with New Tribes Mission says for translators in the Philippines, a damaged airstrip means no transportation. Missionaries got on their knees and the Lord answered.
It was just an amazing month to see how the Lord provided so many of the tribal people willing to work on the airstrip, available to work on the airstrip, how he provided the funds needed for that project. And, just to see how it all came together in just that one month.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If we draw your name June 1st, Global Action will send you to India to distribute blankets to the needy. Call 1-800-995-4828 to activate your name or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.